This morning, last couple days, I've been thinking about Brother Leslie Busby. He had a ministry, a pulpit ministry that we maybe a lot of us knew about, but he also had another ministry that he did, and several here have probably received of it in the past. He made tapes for the young people and for the children. And in those tapes, he'd usually start out with a song, and then he would have some Bible story or some spiritual related story, maybe give them some scriptures. And if this was not his theme song, it was one that he used often. And I'd like to give it as the title for this message today. The title is Keep on the Sunny Side. And he may have started every tape with that. And I can just hear it in my mind now, him playing the guitar and singing that song, Keep on the Sunny Side. You know, for him to be able to sing that from his heart, he had to make choices in his life because everything was not good for him, even health-wise. He could have shut down life and said, you know what, I've just got to stay at home. I cannot go around people. But while he had his health condition, I believe he went to Germany once for a meeting and continued to minister from the pulpit for many years. But this song that he would give out, I think, was intended for the children to learn from the beginning. I want you to keep on the sunny side of life. But he gave us by a testimony of his own, by the life he lived, that his desire was to keep on the sunny side. Here is that song. There's a dark and a troubled side of life. You know what? Every one of us will have that come to us. There's going to be a side that will be dark and troubled, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. The storm and its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. That can happen. And then we have a choice that we've got to make. Am I going to live on the dark side or am I going to live on the sunny side? The clouds and the storms will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Let us greet with the song of hope each day, though the moment be clouded or fair. Let us trust in our Savior alway, who keepeth everyone in his care. And then the chorus is, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side, keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Then there's another song that we sing in our book. When the storms so black are raging over life's tempestuous sea, when reverses all around you closely crowd, when the darkness seems to gather just as far as you can see, what do you see? This one says, we are sure the sun is shining just behind the cloud. We're in a world of trouble, but the Lord is always near. Though the people are so sinful, vain, and proud, when the shadows dark are falling all around our pathway here, we got a decision to make. We can see the darkness or we can see that the sun is shining just behind the cloud. And in the middle of these songs about sunshine or darkness and which way will we go, I saw this song last night. Someone to Care. He never intended us to do it on our own. Someone to care, someone to share. All your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky and he brushed the tears from your eyes. See, we're not strong enough to do it on our own. There's going to be some dark days coming for all of us. It's what we choose to do with it. We are sure the sun is shining just behind the cloud. He'll come down from the sky, a breath of tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. You know, sometimes, have you ever wished even literally that there were no clouds? I wish, because clouds mean it could be a lot of rain and change my plans for the day. Well, you know what? Over the past few weeks, we had that happen. No clouds anyhow that carried rain. And what happened? It really disturbed our life. The grass dried up. There was nothing for the cows to eat. Came to a place, you know what? We were begging the Lord. Lord, would you send some clouds to us because they carry some rain with them? How are we able to keep on the sunny side ourselves? I'd like to go to a verse in Matthew 11 and 28. Sometimes we think about this verse as being for a sinner that comes to the Lord. But it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I was reading in the commentary about that. It said that's a strange paradox. Paradox, it says, is something that's absurd and yet it's true. Doesn't seem like it could work, but it's true. A man is already weary and overloaded, and he must take on a new weight in order to be eased and to find rest. Seemed like that wouldn't be possible. Take on another load and you're even weighed down more. But this says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And it gave a verse, Psalms 55 and 22, because here's how it works. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. It says, trust thy soul and its concerns to him, and he will sustain you. You know, being yoked up with Christ is that he goes right along with us. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How do we learn of him? There's a place over in Philippians. In the second chapter and in the fifth verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So here's where we can learn of him, take up his yoke. It says in the seventh verse, he made himself of no reputation. So you know what, if I put my neck in the yoke with him and I'm going to walk along with him, he took upon himself the form of a servant. You know, if I'm not willing to humble myself and be a servant, it's going to sure be hard to stay in the yoke with him. And he not only told us to be a servant, but he made himself of no reputation and was a servant. One of the things that he did in 1 Peter, the second chapter, the example that he has left for us, 1 Peter 2 and 21, you know, when it says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. You know what? If we say we're willing to yoke up with him, then we will be following his steps. We'll be going right along with him. Here's what he did. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. But he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So I want to keep on the sunny side. The dark things that want to come to me and overtake me, I want to yoke up with Christ because he would be able to help me. In 1 John, if I'm going to yoke up with him, 1 John 2 and 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. You know, we would be walking in step with him. When he humbles himself, we are willing to humble ourselves. There's a song that we sing, Give Me, Lord, the Mind of Jesus. That song title is Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Lord, here's what I want. Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. Keep me holy as he is. May I prove, what with my words, telling you how holy I am, may I prove by my life that I've been with Jesus, who is all my righteousness. You know, to keep on the sunny side, I'm going to have to maintain a positive attitude. And we hear about books about the power of positive thinking. You know what? There is a book that I recommend to you about the power of positive thinking. It's the Word of God. If I will follow it and Christ will be yoked up with me, we will be yoked together, He will be able to help me to be able to, when I go through these times that could be very dark for me. Here's one of them. In Matthew, and I believe every one of us, if we have not faced this up until now, we will see it one day. And we're going to have to deal with it. What do we do about it? Matthew 18, we're yoked up with Jesus now. So the 18th chapter and in the 21st verse. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Okay, so we're saying we're yoked up with Christ. And now I've got a decision. There are people that do me wrong. How often should I forgive them? Do I do it seven times? And what was the answer that was given back to him? It was, he said unto him, not until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In other words, you just have a forgiving attitude. Yoked up with Christ, would he forgive quickly? Remember when he was on the cross? He's dying. And yet he had a prayer. Was it, Lord, I tell you what, you see all of these people that have done this. I ask you to meet them in judgment with what they have done. Did he say that? Instead, what he said was, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And now he's invited, come unto me, all you that labor. You're having trouble with keeping on the sunny side. Come yoke up with me. Because I'll show you that when you would be on the dark side because of how someone has treated you or what they have said about you, if you're yoked up with me, I'll just speak over to you and say, yep, I was on the cross one day and they hung me there and I had a choice I also had to make. And I said, Father, forgive them. So you know what? All of those men that he prayed to be forgiven, I believe that one sin would not be held against them. He asks that they be forgiven. You know, can we do that? Remember Stephen? I think he was yoked up with Christ. When he was there and was being stoned, did he tell him, did he look at him and point his finger at him and say, I tell you what, you're going to pay for this one day? Instead, he said, he had a prayer. Don't lay this sin to their charge. That is something. You know what? We will be able to stay more on the sunny side when we will be able to do that in our life with things that come to us. I heard just a few days ago a message on online of Brother Rodney Smith's, just two words of the title, and it said, let go. And how often I will look at a situation and I want to figure it out, how it will probably end up. But if I can just turn it loose, and then we sing that 111 that says, God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. Yoking up with Christ and then start looking through the scriptures. How did Christ conduct himself when he went through those things? We're told in 1 Peter 5:5. Because you know what? There were times where Jesus didn't say a word when he could have had so many things that he could have said. And yet he was silent. And then I have to ask myself, am I silent at times? And I say I'm yoked up with Christ. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one with another. Be clothed with humility. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. I heard a message on this that I had never really saw it like this before. Brother Marty preaching, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. The things that have happened to my life, I accept those as not coming from a person, but they came from God. And I humble myself as, Lord, you've sent this for some reason. Job was an example to us of that. When all those things happened to Job, he didn't see it as a person doing it to him. Instead, what he did, and you know what, he could keep on the sunny side of life by seeing it was God that did this. The Lord gave and the Lord took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yoked up with Christ says, learn of me, because here's who I am. I am meek and lowly in heart. I was looking at the commentary on that. It said, where pride and anger dwell, there is nothing but mental labor and agony. You remember he's coming up, he's at the beginning, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Here's how it can come about. Where meekness and humility of Christ dwell, all is smooth and even peaceable and quiet. And it gave a reference, Isaiah 32 and 17. The work of righteousness in my life is going to produce something. It's going to be peace. And the effect of righteousness is going to be quietness and assurance forever. So, you know, I can check myself and I say, I am yoked up with Christ. But then am I chafing under the yoke of submitting to him? If I labor and I'm heavy laden, I want to yoke up with Christ and I want to be able to learn of him. I remember a message that Sister Sherry Rich preached one time. She said, so often our mind can be like the old phonograph record. I don't know if you ever had one that probably young people don't even know what they are, but the old record would play and maybe it had gotten scratched. It wasn't cared for like it should have been. And it comes to a place, and I don't know how a record can do that, but it sticks in one place and it just goes around and around saying the same thing until you go manually move it. Come on, we got to go to something else here. And she said, our mind can be that. We can get a rut here. You know, it could be a rut of what somebody's done to us. You know what? It can be a rut of a failure in my life. Talk about a rut. Paul could have had a rut in his life of remembering who he had been. You know, he ministered to those congregations. He went back and ministered to places where he had taken people and put them in prison. And he said he even had some of them put to death. You know, now he's going to come back and minister again. You talk about a rut that you can have in your mind of not being able to forgive yourself after God has forgiven you. But what did he do? He said, forgetting those things are that are in the past and looking ahead to those things that are out ahead of me, I press toward the mark. You know, we can look at failures in the past and we can dwell on those and get in the rut to where we're no longer on the sunny side. Or we can say, thank God, that was who I was, but it is no longer who I am. God has made a change in me. So we have a song, and I'd like for us to sing it together. Because you know what? I could say, I have learned this thing about keeping on the sunny side. And you know, tomorrow something can come to me, and I find out, I better not say I have learned. Maybe I had better do what this song that we're about to sing says. It's number 219. It says, I am learning of my Savior. I'd like for us to sing this together. I am learning of my Savior, precious lessons every hour, how the soul which he has ransomed may be kept by mighty power. I am learning, I am learning precious truths in Jesus' word. I am learning, I am learning of the lowly Lamb of God. Learning more and more to love him, yielding all into his will, while a joy beyond all utterance through and through my soul doth thrill. I am learning, I am learning precious truths in Jesus' word. I am learning, I am learning of the lowly Lamb of God. I am learning, learning how to serve Him with my hands, my heart, my feet, and each day my Master's service to my soul becomes more sweet. I am learning precious truths in Jesus' word. I am learning of the lowly Lamb of God. I am learning how to trust Him with my life and for all things, and my spirit filled with glory in exceeding gladness sings. I am learning precious truths in Jesus' word. I am learning of the lowly Lamb of God. You know, learning is one thing, but putting it to practice in my life is another thing. There's a verse in 2 Timothy 3:7. It says, ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Constantly getting it in my head, but not having it down in my heart where I put it in practice. And an example of that, I have a picture. I've had trouble in the past with burning at my place, burning timber and everything. And I can look at it and say, you know, it rained a couple days ago and it ought to be good to rain for it to burn. And I've had the fire department in my house so many times that Cheryl took a picture of one time with me in the foreground and behind me smoke's going up and everything's burning. And I made it out into a big picture to hang on my wall and look at, and I put it up. It had this verse, ever learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. You know what I can learn? You know when it's dry, it's going to burn in it. If the wind's blowing, it's going to really be bad. And then I can do it again. So you know what? What we want to do is I am learning of my Savior. I'm learning all these things, but I want to be able to put them into practice. In Philippians 3:10, it says, I want to know Him. You know what? That's what our desire needs to be. I would like to know Christ better. If I'm going to be in the same yoke with Him and He will normally head off in this direction, I'd like to be able to know Him to where I can, you know what, if two animals head off in different directions, it's going to cause some pain. But if we're yoked up with Him and we can learn of Him to where, when this situation happens, you remember the little four letters, what, WWJD, what would Jesus do? If I can have that in my mind, you know what, I know what He would do. It's not what I would do normally, but okay, if I'll turn where He turns, it's going to sure be easier on me. I am learning. Now this here, I want to know Him, the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings. You know, I want to know about when He was raised from the dead. You know, that's a joyful moment because I have a hope for that myself. But I also want to know about the sufferings that He went through and how He went through them. And you know, those times we look in the Bible where people would look on Him and said, you know what? This man is of Beelzebub. He is of the devil. You know what? He had to face all those things knowing who He was and willing to humble Himself, be a servant to others. I want to be able to do that. To yoke up with Christ, to live on the sunny side, over in Romans, the 12th chapter, I've got to make some adjustments in my life. Romans 12. And 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you know, here's what I'm going to have to do. Present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then it says, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. And this is the part I want us to look at. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, my mind will just naturally take off in this direction, like that groove that was cut into the record. But to be able to have a renewing of my mind, that I may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then there's another verse in Philippians 3 and 13 through 15. It talks about, I could have a different mind. In 15, let us therefore as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, you know the things that we go through, if I find out that I'm otherwise minded than Christ, it says God shall reveal even this to you. When I fail to keep on the sunny side, God is able to reveal it to me. There is a scripture that kind of is the benchmark for me of whether I can keep on the sunny side or not. It says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We're living in troubled times. If you want to have your peace gone, spend too much time listening to the news and all the things that are happening, and it seems like it will evaporate your peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So I want us to close with another song. It's song number 102. It talks about, he keepeth me in peace. You know, he can do that this year when things are troubled all around us. But as always, even in that verse, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. I have something that I've got to do about it, whose mind is stayed on thee. This song says, as I walk in pastures green, that's how I'm able to have this peace. It says, Jesus gives me from all sorrow and from care release. And then in the chorus of it, while on him, my mind is stayed. So if it's gone, I can work this problem backwards and see what happens. My mind must not have been stayed on him. While on him, my mind is stayed, I can never be afraid, for he keepeth me in perfect peace. I believe the goal of Christ is for us to live on the sunny side of life. Even when troubles are happening all around us, that we would be able to have this peace that passes all understanding.